We lost another one this week. I waited to mention it. I wanted to have a day or so of mourning before I mention it, because usually I don't. And I felt like, well, it's a new year, and this was the first one of the year. And I just I felt like I needed to wait a little bit. So on Wednesday, still in January of 2019, cop killer Robert Mitchell Jennings, dead, executed here in the state of Texas. First one of 2019. I realize that Texas doesn't have the Florida. I realize they don't have Sparky here, but they should. But we lost him. We lost him, and he passed away more than 30 years after he shot to death a Houston Vice officer during a botched adult bookstore robbery. It was bad. And his partner, he got shot. His partner shot him in the hand. So he went to the hospital, and then he confessed everything. He confessed everything. His partner drives up here to Euless in Fort Worth, hides out at mom's house, and they finally find him. And he gets 55 years. He didn't even get the death penalty. Of course, he didn't shoot the police officer either, so might have been a little bit of an issue. Welcome to Chewing the Fat, Friday edition. Oh, man, I tell you, some Fridays it doesn't feel like I just want to keep going. I just want to, it doesn't feel like a Friday. And then there's some Fridays when you just want it to end. I'm also filling in for Pat Unleashed next week, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 Central, 7 to 9 Eastern on the Blaze Radio Network and the Blaze Podcast Network. And then Chewing the Fat will be up as well on those days. So there's good news there. And I can talk, whatever little politics we need to talk about, we talk about that on Pat's show, because I try to keep away from politics here. Now, this story is about a politician, but it is not politics. All right? It is not politics. U.S. Senator Rand Paul. I'm fascinated with him getting his butt kicked from his neighbor. All right? So he gets his butt kicked from his neighbor. And he's always said, they always claimed that it was about lawn clippings and tree trimmings and everything. And I always thought, come on. Stop it. The guy was cheating with Rand's wife. Rand's wife was cheating with this guy's wife. There's something fishy in the neighborhood going on. All right. So, and Rand got kicked. I mean, he got his butt kicked. Ribs cracked, everything. So he just won the case. The jury awarded him more than $580,000.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know. Now, he's not, obviously, good luck getting it. Because, the doc will, Rene Boucher or whatever his name is, the neighbor, is an anesthesiologist. I mean, he's got the money. Those guys, that's a good living, anesthesiologist. I mean, they're almost not quite as criminal as dentists, but they're pretty close. Because those guys, you never see them and you get separate bills. They're not even part of the surgery. They just send you another bill. Oh, yeah, I'm the guy that knocks you out. $8 million, please. So maybe I hope he has to pay the entire $580,000. But he's in the neighborhood, right? He's in the hoity-toity Rand Paul neighborhood there. And that's exactly what happened. They were pissed over the lawn clipping. So apparently Rand mows his lawn and trims it up, and then he piles it up on the line. And the guy's like, dude, he's told him more than once, dude, come on, man. What are you doing?
But that's his line, though, right?
Yes, it is. But it's his. It's just on the other side. And you know what Rand is doing. You don't pile up lawn clippings and stuff like that. You just
is
don't.
It on my side
you
of the line?
Just
no,
don't. So the guy actually got rid of a couple of them. He burned them a few times. Got rid of them, and he just got done getting rid of this huge pile. And he gets out and he sees Rand out there on his damn ride lawnmower. And you know Rand puts those noise control headphones on, and that's just saying screw you to the neighbor. I don't want to hear it. Has nothing to do with the loud noise of the lawnmower. I refuse to believe that. I don't care, Mr. Eye Doctor Rand Paul. No.
That's his libertarian side coming out.
Yes. It's my property. I'm going to pile up
this
here.
I love it.
And I'm putting my headphones on because I don't want to freaking hear it. And even if he does, that's just his way of saying to the neighbor, I'm not listening.
Yeah.
I believe that 100%. So he gets to get rid of one pile. He went and just burned. He just got done cleaning off the pile there. And Rand's out there doing the yard again, leaving the clippings there again.
On his side, though, right?
Yes, on his side. Okay. Yes, on his side. Stop it. So this guy is so bad, he just starts running at Rand. And just, Rand didn't even hear him coming. And
well, he got the nose. Yeah.
Nails him. He nails him. Tackles him. That's how he broke his ribs. He hit him with such force, they flew 5 to 10 feet in the air in court. That's what this was, what was reported in court. And then Rand tried to get rid of him. And of course, in court, Rand brought back a flashback of the 2017 shooting at the baseball field. Did it, Rand? Did it? Were you wearing your headphones and leaving your grass clippings there on the baseball park field, too? I mean, the shooting was horrific. I know that. I'll give you that. But did it? Did it bring back that horrible day? Some guy kicking your butt because of your lawn clippings. So, anyway, Rand won. And it was actually about the lawn clippings because the guy, you know, the guy is now, I wish I could just bring that day back. I was just so angry. So it really was about lawn clippings. Amazing.
So if you ran Paul, do you still put the lawn clippings on the line?
I build that thing as to the sky.
Me too.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. He does. Yeah. Oh, man.
Actually, I have all the neighbors. You could bring your lawn clippings to my side.
Now you're pushing it. But yours. You start bringing in other people's, and you're creating a business. That's a problem.
A business?
Yeah, you're creating a business. You're letting people drop their trash off at your yard. You can't be doing that. But that's not zoned for the business, the neighborhood. Okay, but you absolutely do it now. There's got to be some kind of HOA or something, right? I mean, maybe it's in Kentucky. He's in some hoity-toity neighborhood. You know, I can't believe that they allow that to happen. But
it's the senator.
I know, but still, I know it is. And maybe, you know, that's why my man Boucher was so pissed, right?
Stupid
Boucher,
senator.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Rene Boucher or Bouchard, B-O-U-C-H-E-R, I don't
Boucher.
Remember. Boucher, yeah. Mr. Anesthesiologist. I think he's probably had some tough work. He's probably changed his name and he starts anesthesiologying around in the hospitals these days.
So you're saying he's not going to get the money?
Well, they're going to appeal. I mean, I don't know if they're going to appeal or how it's going to work. So good luck. But I mean, he got the jury awarded $375,000 in punitive damages and $200,000 for pain and suffering and $7,835.34 for medical expenses.
Ooh, that's a nice bill right there.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, he does a couple of anesthesiology around the hospitals. He's got it covered, right? I mean, nobody wants to pay out $580,000, but just take it and shut up. And if I see that freaking lawn clipping again, man, I'll take you down. You know he does. I'd love to have the pictures of Rand past this from now on his lawnmower with his little noise-canceling headphones on. You know he does. So pissed. Rand's neighbor lost $580,000. So now this retired optometrist, which is, you know, one of Rand's buddies, I don't even know if they know each other, but he's an eye doctor, Terry Sanderson, is now suing Gwyneth Paltrow for $3 million. $3 million. Now, he's suing Gwyneth because apparently he was skiing at this Deer Valley Resort in Summit County, Utah, and Gwyneth was skiing there at the same time. Now, the doc alleges that he's suffered brain injury, 4 broken ribs, and other serious injuries after Paltrow hit him from behind, knocking him down hard, knocking him out. Now, he also claims that he suffered pain, loss of enjoyment of life, emotional distress, and disfigurement. Okay, shut up. Did you? Let's see what the disfigurement was, Doc. Well, it's a little scar on my right leg from her ski. But now Paltrow came down this hill and slammed into him as he's down in this hill. And it was a little training skill to be a hill to begin with. I mean, it was so she he claims that she was negligent in her duty to ski safely as she was skiing too fast for her ability on a beginner's run and was distracted and out of control. Okay. It's a beginner's run. Right? I mean, I'm not a big skier. I'm not a fan of doing a lot of things, I don't know, in the winter. But weren't you raised in Michigan during the winter? Yes, I was. And I spent my life as a child waiting for the day that I could leave and go someplace warm. And I did. I went to Florida. Why? Because I don't like the winter. Don't like the cold. Now, once I'm inside a building, I want it cold. But we've been over that before. You know how it goes. So good luck to the Doc getting Gwyneth Paltrow to give him $3 million. So what do you think? So, I mean, Gwyneth is worth, I looked it up because I was like, well, I wonder what Gwyneth is worth. She's worth anywhere between $50 and $160 million. And she's got her little Gwyneth teapot, clean your vagina website, whatever it is. And so she makes a little bit of cash from that. What is, I don't know what her web, what her stupid web, what is
Goop?
Yeah, Goop.
I'm upset that I knew that from the top of my head.
I'm
so upset.
No, I appreciate it. But she's been sued a few times from that website.
Oh yeah,
too.
Twice. I believe twice that we've been covering this, in this network. For those jade eggs.
Yeah. Because they
go up to your hoo-ha.
She apparently was claiming that they do a number of things medically. And
yes.
They don't.
No.
Well, I mean, they still might do what she claims, but
they're
she
not,
can't claim that it's a medical thing, right? So they had to take away from the website.
And they're pretty expensive, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, she's
pretty
not,
penny.
She's not selling things on Goop for cheap. I mean, you're not steam cleaning the vagina on the cheap. Isn't that what that is?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
It is, too.
The egg? The jade egg?
I mean, well, that's no, part it's of the not for the vagina
nope.
thing.
Nope.
Nope. Boil it up. Steam it up. There it goes. Take care of it.
What it's for.
I'm almost positive. So good luck to the Doc getting $3 million from Gwyneth. Seriously. Now, speaking of somebody that's going to be losing some cash, Jeff Bezos, still in the middle of the divorce with the wife. People still a little bit concerned over how much money he's going to have to give to her. I just read a big story on her, too. She deserves half, clearly.
Now you're on the half?
Whatever I said she deserves, she gets it. Whatever I said she gets.
Okay, one of the houses.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and everything
least.
Paid. She gets
absolutely.
Alimony.
Absolutely.
But
take
we never
kid.
Agreed the half part. I think that's where me and you disagreed. Like we both agreed on like she gets no more than a quarter.
Oh, no. She gets half. Let's break that right
now. Wow.
Let's break that right now.
No,
I read a big story on her. She was with him before when
yeah,
they
she
went
was.
To start
yeah.
Amazon. They left the company. They worked for the same company. He hired her and then put her next door and take care of little Bezos' business at work. And they got married. And the story was, I asked Jeff out, but I was so in love with his laugh. Ugh. But they were at this other company, and they left that company and went out to Seattle to start Amazon. Okay, so and she was like the first; she was their bean counter. You know, she was the money chick from the very beginning.
Their bean counter.
That was she was called. The
oh, money. I thought she was the bean counter. I thought she was making coffee.
Well, I hope so. She was the female in the relationship. That's who makes coffee. But do you understand what bean counter is? Are you with me on that? I know you're, you know, I'll explain it to you if you'd like, but okay. So now Bezos has launched an investigation into his own sexts. He's got, think of the money he's got and the connections he has, right? So if you're the person that leaked the affair story and leaked the sexts
and the
other texts, you better be doing some hiding somewhere that nobody knows where you're at. because it won't be long before.
Whoop, whoop.
I don't even think we get that. I don't even think you get that. You just get the, yeah, I'm here with Joe. And that's it. You're done.
Wait, what happened?
Just gone with me.
Do you have a badge or anything?
I work with Joe.
What's with the deep voice?
I work with Joe. That's who's going to be picking her up. It's for Amazon. Now there's no doubt.
Hello?
Open the door.
Who is it?
I work with Joe.
Who?
Open the door.
Who is it?
I work with Joe.
Okay.
Special investigator.
Can I see a badge?
You'll see my foot through this door. You don't open it pretty soon, lady.
Who is it?
You know, that's exactly, you just, poof. What happened to the person who's sex? We don't know. I don't know. They disappeared. All right, let's go to the break room and get something to drink and see what's happening. I've got a couple of very interesting animal stories for the break room today. Just I mean, nothing says, oh, that's good. Nothing says the break room like animal stories. But before we get to the animal stories, I just want to let you know, those of you that think you're in the know on the Grammy Awards and have I saw the winners. It was a tweet. They had the winners early. No, that's fake. Fake news. But even if it wasn't fake news, the Grammys are going to tell you it's fake. So it, you know, good luck, because you know it's been changed now. So if you, whatever, whoever, if I'm one of the winners on that fake list, I'm a little concerned, because you know that because they said it was fake, they got it. They're going to have to change it, right? I mean, they have to. So if you're the winner, you're out. I'd be ticked. So I got a couple zoo stories. All right, one is we're big fans of orangutans here on Chewing the Fat. Some of my favorite animals. And a paternity test on a baby orangutan in the zoo in Switzerland. Apparently Switzerland's not, doesn't believe, hey, she had a baby, who's the father? There's, I mean, is Bill the zookeeper the father? I mean, we have to check on that. There's only several, I mean, I don't quite get it, but they said that they wanted to make sure that that they know who the father is and they're keeping the program. They want to keep research on, you know, part of their breeding program, because they are endangered. They are endangered. And we know that they can talk from years past, because we actually have audio of talking orangutans saying, I mean, that's fascinating. That's fascinating. Okay, that was Rocky, the great ape, from Amsterdam. And I know what you're asking, but what's he saying? Well, he's mimicking human interaction and sounds and vowels. And look, they scientists, this one lady in Amsterdam, I mean, she posted it in the Journal of Scientific Reports, so it's got to be real. His calls were compared with sounds collected from more than 12,000 hours of observations of more than 120 orangutans. So, see, they're able to make sounds the same pace and rhythm as humans. They made vowel-like calls. They're playing a little game. This was Rocky. Now they're playing a little game. And this was a game of do as I do game. He attempted to copy random sounds made by the experimenter which include variations in tone and pitch. I mean, right? So, they're making, I mean, this particular orangutan, Rocky, was rewarded with a treat after making the... Listen to that. That's human-style sound right there. Listen to that. I mean, tell me you're not saying that for a Rice Krispie treat. Tell me. You can't. That's right. You can't. So anyway, in Switzerland, they have a little new baby. And they wanted to see who the dad was. And the mom is in a caged area where there's another male orangutan. And they figure that that's his baby, Budai, B-U-D-I. They figured the new baby was Budai's baby. However, the mother, Maja, is not hip on Budai. The mother Maja actually likes Vendel, the orangutan, at the zoo in the next enclosure. Think about it. Because he's the dad. So they either snuck out of the enclosures and went off somewhere on a vacation, cheating on Budai, or they just went back in the corner of the enclosure and... Oh, yeah. Don't let Budai catch us. And now Budai wants a divorce, man. He's pissed. And Budai's like, what? I mean, you guys are what? I told you, see, he's pissed. Budai is pissed. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Because you think, come on, I'm in the same enclosure. Give me a little business. Right? But no. She's off in the back with Vendel. I mean, I don't blame him for being mad. All right, one more zoo story. Are we still on animals? But one more zoo story, okay? Because this story kind of ticks me off a little. The report is of an animal attacking a little kid in a zoo, okay? The two-year-old was hurt after stumbling into the rhino exhibit. This is in Florida. So she stumbles into the rhino exhibit in Brevard Zoo. And the rhino just kind of freaked out, kind of touched her with the horn, trying to figure out what's going on. And then went away, and they got away, got the kid. The mom ends up pulling the kid back through the fence. And she was recovering. As this is described as a wildlife attack. No?
No, it is not.
No? We're still in a healing process. Are you?
Who's healing?
Are you? Yeah, the kid's healing, not you. The parents of the 20-month-old child, who are friends with the zoo employee, they were participating in this hands-on tour.
Well, you can't get more hands-on than that.
Thank you. So she got some bruises, and it was visibly upset. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure the kid's upset, but kids are resilient. They get over it.
Right? Well, not in 2019.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I love the story, though. Investigators said that about 10 minutes into the tour, the toddler was reaching into the enclosure with a brush to touch a rhino. Apparently fell backward through the steel pole enclosure, tumbled into the rhinoceroses. And she tumbles into the dirt and hay-covered corner of the rhinoceroses, okay? So the rhinoceroses are like, hey, somebody's in our cell. right. I mean, the orangutans are over there going, yo, don't hurt her. You'll be in trouble. Now, her father tried to pick her back up through the bars, and all you heard was... ugly. And now the two female rhinos turned around in the enclosure and came up to the little girl and, you know, kind of tried to push her and like, what are you doing? What's going
on? Get out
of
here.
What are you doing in here? I mean, in fact, the one female rhino almost sounded like an orangutan. Apparently, they all talk the same. Both rhinos backed up, though, when they were spooked after they began pushing the child. They touched the child. The kid started screaming or crying, and they're like, whoa, hey. I mean, the other rhino was like, hey. Now, the zoo employee radios for help. No visible injuries on the child. Except
okay, so
she got
on.
Some dirt.
So we move on.
Right.
So we move on.
It's a non-story.
Continue the...
It's a non-story.
The tour. We go now to the elephant.
So now the dad, you know, the mom hurts her arm. The mom hurts her arm.
How?
During the effort of trying to get the kid back out of the enclosure through the thing. So
the mom is stupid.
Thank you.
I thought the dad went in there. What's the mom doing?
The dad's like, go ahead. And I was like, you know what? Go ahead. I can't. I don't know what you're doing. So the zoo, you know, obviously they offer the encounters if you're
apologize
familiar with the zoo, and they have the where you can brush and rub some animals, and of course they're accredited. But now, you know, they've got to get everything accredited again and go over everything because of this incident, this wildlife attack, which wasn't an attack.
No, that's not an attack.
Now, if the rhinoceros would have been seen carrying the kid around on the snout,
like Harambe,
maybe you consider that attack. Maybe, but the kid, it wasn't the kid went into where the animal is,
and it was part of the pet and brush.
Right.
So, you were meant to touch the rhino.
And then all of a sudden it's like, ooh. And then they freaked out a little bit because they went up, ooh, man, I'm not supposed to. That's not right. That's not what's going on here. I got to back up a little bit because rhinos, man, they're like 4,000 pounds, man.
Oh, yeah.
There's some big animals.
Even a baby rhino.
And I got news for you. No, I won't go that far. But I'm just saying that if you're a kid and you end up on that horn of that rhinoceros, you're going to be there for a while. Because it's like you're gonna ask. First, you're gonna go up to him, and you're gonna ask him, "Hey, could you let me come up and look the kid off that thing? I am just coming up for just a little bit. Could you maybe?" Yeah, but other than that, you're done. And nobody wants to see that. Nobody would ever want to see that. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen because the animals know. They're just big animals. I mean, the animals come up and they rub against you a little bit. And by rubbing up the 4,000, I got news for you. When 4,000 pounds rubs up against you, it ain't your little kid rubbing up against you, okay? It's not the dog next door rubbing up against you. It's the 4,000-pound rhino. So as a human, you may get a bruise. But that doesn't mean they attacked you. I'm sorry. That just doesn't.
Especially zoo animals, they're not going to attack you.
Right.
If a 700,000-pound elephant is not burging through those flimsy gates, you're not being attacked by a rhino.
Oh, okay. This ticks me off too, because now I'm reading farther deeper into the story.
We don't do that here, remember?
No, that's for headlines that we like, though. But I'm just okay. So. There wasn't any obvious injury to the little girl, all right? There's no obvious injury to the little girl. And then it turns out there were some significant injuries, I guess, because the little girl was photographed by state investigators lying in a bed connected to various medical tubes, but was released from Arnold Palmer Hospital in Orlando. Amazingly, there's no video of the incident.
But she was in Broward County. How did she get all the way to Orlando? That's Orange County.
That's probably where they live, right? They were down there with friends to the Brevard County Zoo. No, it wasn't Broward. It was Brevard.
Sorry, Brevard. Yeah.
But, okay. We've got to have to have an investigation.
Investigates.
I mean, this family needs to.
Who is it?
Yeah, I need to speak to the parents of Lil Reagan.
Who are you?
I'm an investigator.
From?
I work for Mr. Jeff. I work for Fat.
Can I see an ID?
Just open the door, lady. I work for Fat. We need to investigate.
I don't know you. I can't open an ID. I don't know you. Yes?
Hello.
Who is it?
I'm an investigator. I work for Fat. All right, thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat with yours truly, Jeff Fisher. It is the big Super Bowl weekend. Enjoy the game.
I'm sorry?
It's the Super Bowl weekend.
The big game weekend.
No, CBS is airing the Super Bowl that the NFL does every year.
That's like $10,000 already.
I am not even, they're not even advertising, saying anything. I'm promoting their damn game.
The big game.
I can
game,
say that.
The big game on CBS.
Yes, it's a big game. That's why the NFL calls it the Super Bowl. So, I appreciate you listening. Just please subscribe. I'm not even going to tell you to rate and review anymore. I'm so sick of telling you to rate and review. I can't tell you how sick I am of telling you that.
But it's working. We see them.
Just rate it 20. What is going on in this hallway? Seriously, why am I hearing this loud audio? Can you hear that over the microphone? Okay, then never mind. But whatever's going on out there needs to stop. Because it sounded like I'm listening all of a sudden, and in my headphones, I can hear just outside. But if you can't hear it, we're fine. So a Virginia woman discovers a metal hook inside her tampon.
Whoa.
I know.
I mean, you know how those things work. I know. So I don't think a metal is supposed to be in there.
Now, I want to. Correct. That would be that. You're 100% correct, Chris Cruz. I'll give you this now. You're right. There should not be metal hooks in tampons. That's a fact.
Who went fishing?
That's a fact. Now, the woman described her shock and outrage after she found a metal hook protruding from a recently purchased tampon. So she's traumatized now.
Is she?
Because there was a hook in a tampon that she could possibly have used. She didn't use it, but she could have possibly used it. So.
Isn't what with this we had the FDA? You need to issue a recall?
Right?
If they, we recall every day on this show.
Well, but I mean, first we have to have proof that.
You don't believe her?
Maybe. I'm just saying we have to have proof.
So you don't believe her?
I'm just saying we have to have proof.
I want to believe in all women.
She's now Playtex tampons apologized to her. They offered her the $7 refund.
Ooh, refund. That's good.
After she emailed to complain about her experience. Now, she described the response from the company as completely unacceptable.
Hold on.
She said, I kind of felt like they brushed it off. Like it wasn't a big deal. I could have seriously been injured. Yep. And you know what? You could have been in Cuba today and got hit by a meteor that landed in Cuba. Yeah, breaking news today. Meteors hit Cuba. That's actually a fact.
Yeah, it did.
She could have been there, but she wasn't. So she can remain traumatized over the meteors hitting Cuba, but she wasn't there. Now, she said she's no longer going to use the tampons. Okay, that's fine. Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's a picture of it. And if true, maybe something more should be done. And absolutely should be done by the company to try to figure it out and see if what happens. But you have one lady with one problem. It could have been stuck through the box at the store level. I mean,
a lot of hands goes through those boxes.
It's possible that it wasn't because of the Edgewell Personal Care Playtex tampons. Possible. Now, I will say that perhaps the, you know, that's why you should talk in person instead of the emails, because they get an email, hey, photo hook of my tampon. Sorry. Here's a coupon for a free box of tampons.
Well, they give her a refund. So, right. Well, I don't understand that she doesn't feel like it was right.
Well, because she was traumatized.
Oh.
She was traumatized, Chris. I mean, when's the last time you found a piece of metal protruding from your tampon?
Not yet.
Yeah, thank you. So you don't know how traumatized people can get from that. So we'll see if it's actually something that should be recalled or not. But just telling you, it's out there.
I know I said the FDA, but did the FDA recalls tampons? Because that's Food and Drug Administration.
I don't know if we get under, if that's under the FDA or not. I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but it would be under
a normal recall. Yeah, a company
recall.
Yeah, the
company could do a recall. Normal, absolutely, yeah. And I would guess that the FDA could probably stretch itself like they've
ever done. HHS.
Pardon?
The HHS, the Health Department.
Yeah, the Health Department could do it.
Health and Human Department.
Yeah. Health Department could do it. I mean, and the FDA could just say, hey, look, the FDA might go to the... Edgewell Personal Care Playtex Tampon Building and...
Hello?
Yeah, open up.
Who is it?
I'm investigating for the FDA.
What happened?
That was a hook and a tampon. We need to check your machines.
Oh, can I see an ID?
I'm here. I mean, that might happen.
Yeah.
That might happen. Yeah. You know, but I... And the whole thing about being traumatized. Are you mad? Absolutely. Do I give you being mad? Absolutely. Do I give you that you wish the company might have, you know, bent over a little bit more backwards and said, hey, ooh, we're sorry. Let's find out. Don't do anything with it. We're going to send a representative to your house. We're going to check it out. We'll bring you a free box of tampons without hooks. You know what? And we'll, you know, something like that. Maybe that should have happened, but are you traumatized, really? No. No, you're not. I don't see it. So how are you going to spend the weekend? Just going to hang out with the family?
Yeah.
You know, maybe watch the Super Bowl
on
CBS.
Yeah, I watched the big game. Yeah.
Tony Romo doing the play-by-play. Or he's
yeah, I heard
the
that.
Color commentator.
Yeah.
I love Tony. Tony and Jim Nantz are going to be great. I love the idea that Romo breaks into song 15 minutes before game time to get the vocal cords working. That's good stuff. Well, a lady on the Upper East Side, housekeeper last weekend, she got stuck in an elevator for the entire weekend. Now, she's a house cleaner. She works for this. Maritas Fortaleza. Fortaleza. Right, Fortaleza?
Fortaleza.
That's what I said. 53. Was only saved from her... And I love this story. Was only saved from her prison.
Well, she was in jail?
Roughly 3-foot by 4-foot metal box. Now, she was there all weekend. She works for this... She works for this billionaire, this Warren Stevens guy. And there's elevator, you know, the lift between the second and third floors.
White privilege.
Yeah, absolutely.
So true.
100% white privilege. But she's worked there for a long time.
Okay.
She's part of their, wait a minute, what do they call it? She's part of their, I think it's the extended family. Do they call it?
Oh, okay.
Do they call it extended family, or do they call it?
She's part of the
The employee has been involved. Has been a valued member of the Stevens extended family for 18 years. So I mean,
yeah, she was stuck in the elevator.
You can make fun of the, you know, being considered extended family for 18 years. Yeah, you're an employee. You clean the house, right? But she's worked there for a long time, so the family trusts her. They have complete trust in her. Nobody's in the house. They have complete trust in her. They expect her to do her job. She's done it. She works there for 18 years. Right? And it's all good. So she gets in the, you know, the little do people elevator that goes up and down that the, you know, that Mr. Stevens never sees. And between the second and third floor. Now, how bad, seriously, when you're in that thing and you're, it's Friday, you just got done cleaning the third floor, you're done with this.
Oh, I am upset.
Nobody's in the house. You're the only one there. Wow. The Stevens are, you know.
White privileging with a white privilege helicopter.
They're probably getting ready. They're down in Atlanta. They're partying. But they're down in Atlanta. They're getting ready for the Super Bowl. They're big donors. And three days.
What?
3 days.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday?
So a courier puzzled that there was no answer at the adjacent building Monday morning calls the owners. The adult daughter says, I better swing by and find out what's going on over here. And you know she's pissed.
Right? Oh, yeah.
It's Monday morning.
Ugh.
She is.
She just got back from Vegas.
She wants to hook up with Dad down in Atlanta at the Super Bowl. She's mad she wasn't there this past weekend. She's just got to be there the final week. And now I've got to go by the house.
And where are the keys?
What happened to Fortaleza? Did she leave the place locked up? What happened? She's part of our family-friendly extended family. What the hell happened?
You know, she was thinking, I'm going to give her one piece of my mind.
I don't even know why my dad has kept her around this long.
She's so damn old.
So, so she gets there, and that's when the daughter dials 911. She realizes, because she's in the house like, hello? Hello?
Are you there?
L.A.
Are you there, man? Are you that man?
Daughter.
She's dying. So they call 911, and the firefighters get there, and they crack open. They get her out, and they take her to the hospital.
Jaws of life?
Now, this is what, probably, I don't know what they used. They probably used their special stalled lift machine that they only have in New York. And so this is the thing that kind of bugs me here, okay? So she's gone Friday night.
Yeah.
All day Saturday.
Yeah.
All day Sunday.
Yeah.
Monday morning.
That's when they
9 o'clock, yeah. Almost 10 o'clock till the fire department gets there. All right. Now they rush her to the hospital. All right. Where her husband rushes to her side.
I'm sorry.
Where has he been?
Oh, he was having the time of his life.
What? The wife is gone for the entire weekend. He doesn't call anybody. He doesn't think he's fine. I mean, is that normal? Maybe it is.
Maybe
Mr. Stevens, he thinks Mr. Stevens came home and told the extended love of his life Fortaleza. To stick around and cook him dinner and stay for the weekend. I don't know. But don't you?
Call.
Right? And she was in the elevator. They didn't have her cell phone, so it was going to voicemail.
Yeah.
If she left her phone in the purse or whatever.
And if I'm calling the house, no one's picking up.
No one's picking up her phone.
I call the next door. No one's picking up. I call the third room. No one's picking up.
Maybe I give him till Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday night. Yeah, afternoon. Yeah.
Maybe Saturday afternoon.
I ring.
I haven't seen my wife. I haven't heard from her. What's going on?
Maybe I'll go visit the house.
Right. Or at least call somebody. Right. Somebody. Yeah. You call the
white
daughter.
Privilege.
You call the office. You know, maybe you don't call directly to the daughter, but call the office. You call the office. I don't think. Like, yo, this is Mr.
Fortaleza.
And I like to, you know, I haven't heard from my wife in about 24 hours. I was just wondering, you know.
She's at the house cleaning.
Yeah, she's usually home by now.
Are you sure?
Maybe. I mean, I've been calling. I haven't talked to her.
Maybe she's on
Did you guys have a fight? No, we're fine.
Maybe she's on the fifth floor.
But no, he doesn't. He rushes to her on Monday.
You know, he was having the time of his life.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, he's having, Mr. Fortaleza is having, like, party.
Right. Absolutely.
Or maybe Miss Fortaleza needs to check Mr. Fortaleza.
I would agree with that.
100%. Who is at the house while she is stuck in the elevator?
Absolutely, 100%. What's going on there? Something is not right.
So, do we have a comment from Mr. Fortaleza?
I mean,
he rushed into the hospital.
Oh yeah, well no, she's staying in the hospital because she wants to get rested. She's all right. She wants to get a good rest. That's all. That's
a comment.
That's his quote. She wants to get a good rest.
She can stay here.
I'm telling her to stay here for another few days. He didn't say that, but you know that's what he's
thinking. I'm not done at the house.
I mean, it was only 3 days. I still got a couple of days left that I paid for with these other people at the house.
The big game is coming, so.
Right? All right, I bought a new TV, upsized the TV. I saw people at Sam's last night, too, buying these new 65s.
Oh, really?
I was like, wow, because I just read a story about people upsizing for the
big game.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. And I thought.
Did you?
No. I'm happy with my TV.
Yeah, I have a projector. I don't have a TV.
I'm about ready.
Where you at right now?
I'm about ready for about 65 to 75.
What do you have now?
I think I'm at the 50s.
50s? Okay.
In the 50s. I think the one in the living room is 55, the curved.
Oh, those are fun. Samsung curves. Yeah, those are fun.
I like that bad boy. It's nice. But I'm ready in the bedroom. Is the bedroom still...
40?
Yeah. I need to hang about an 80 on the wall in the bedroom.
Above you?
No, just straight ahead. I don't want to crank my neck. Crank my neck.
Above you? You just lay.
Yeah, no, you got it. No? It's not comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Because my wife has
My
wife has a...
number bed?
A thing on her phone.
Oh.
A projector on her phone that shoots it up. So we watch stuff on the ceiling sometimes.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, the projector's fine. It looks great. I just... It's not comfortable for me to... Maybe we move in a couple of chairs.
Do you have a theater
couple
now?
A couple of IMAX chairs. Maybe I'm okay with that. That's why I say we just put the 80 on the wall. Just hang the 80. We're good. But I'm not doing that this weekend. You know, I'm happy. But I saw some people driving around. One guy. So I'm at Sam's Club. And I'm walking out because I got to check your stuff, right? So I already feel like a criminal because I forgot to scan the one package. All right, so... The girl's like, I'm only counting. There's so many. I'm counting 800 packages, and you it looks like there's 801.
Did you really count, lady?
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, because I missed one. I actually did miss one because I was like, oh crap, I forgot to scan that because I went, I went through the self lane, and it was just gum. It was just gum. I wasn't trying to steal. You just feel like a criminal, I did miss it. I got like 10 things, and the receipt only has 9 things. There's 10 things in your cart. Woo woo. Hey, security, you didn't pay for that gum. So I'm like, okay. So I go back. I'm going to scan the stupid gum. And as I'm on my way out again with the gum, one of the guys that I saw in line upgrading to the 65 is going out of the store. And he and his wife are there. He must have a miserable life. Because I was like, hey, how you doing? So you didn't have to buy that for me. Or he didn't. I mean, there wasn't a smile.
He didn't get the joke?
It wasn't a smile. He turned around and went back.
Oh, and what a...
I was like, dude, I didn't steal the gum. Okay. I'm not a criminal. All right. If I wanted to steal the gum, I could have figured out a way to do it. Okay. I just forgot to scan it. But instead, I get, the wife didn't even do anything. I hope they have a miserable game. I hope the TV doesn't work, is what I hope. Have a good weekend. Since it is the big game weekend, the big game that happens in Atlanta once a year. It happens in a different stadium around the country by the NFL, where the two best teams on the season end up playing each other. You know, that game that usually ends up being, a super game on the network. And we're looking forward to it. But for those of you that have thought, my gosh, I really wanted to go. Why didn't I find out? Why can't I go? What's going on? Well, Timothy Henschel, CEO of HotelPlanner.com, is joining us here on Chewing the Fat. And Tim, if I am that person, is Tim okay? I mean, should I be? You're the CEO.
Yeah, Tim's great.
Mr. Henschel, yeah. I mean.
No, okay. Tim. Okay. We're friends.
So,
yeah, we're friends.
So, Tim, if I'm one of those people that decided today, oh, man, did I want to go to Atlanta. Oh, man, did I want to go see the big game and have super fun. I want to be a part of that. If I go to hotelplanner.com right now, you make it happen for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the homepage of hotelplanner.com, there is a picture of a receiver catching a touchdown pass. You just click on that button. It takes you to our big game discount hotel portal and packages. So actually the good news is good things happen for those who wait. The beginning of the week, the packages for a base level package, two upper level tickets, and two nights at a 3-star hotel about 3 miles from the stadium was going for $10,000. Now it's dropped all the way to $5,000.
I knew it. So I knew it. That's why I held out.
Yeah, and tickets have come down.
I knew it. So if I hold out until, say, I don't know, Sunday afternoon, could be a little bit cheaper for me.
I've gone to the Super Bowl a few times, and actually I have seen some cash transactions happen outside
of the game
for some $500, $600. You've landed some tickets.
Yes.
And decent seats.
And they're not bad. I know. I was going to say I have too. I've been, I worked in Tampa, Florida for a number of years, and the big game was there. And I mean, I went to that game, and I've witnessed personally some transactions that took place that were pretty good. They weren't bad.
Yeah, but, I mean, of course, you run the risk then that the ticket is real.
Absolutely.
The nice thing about booking it in advance is you have that peace of mind that the ticket's going to work.
And I was just going to say, yeah. I mean, I didn't see the guy, the deals that went down, the guy didn't have the hotelplanner.com billboard. So
nope.
I knew I couldn't trust it.
Exactly. Exactly. Reputable. Reputable source.
So the cheapest right now you've got, I can book for $5,000. Gets me a hotel somewhere in Georgia, and then I got to drive into the big game, right?
Right, but it's not a long drive, just a few miles.
I was just messing with you because I just seems now that if I wanted, let's say if I wanted, can you still get me in a box?
No. I can get 50 yard line tickets, but the box would be tough.
Yeah. What about if I, let's say. Let's say I sent you $500,000.
$500,000, we would get you 4 tickets on the 50-yard line. Not in a box, but for a special request, maybe because I do have some connections. We are team travel sponsors for the LA Rams for 10 years. And my family owned them for 40 years.
Wow,
they were actually part investors in our company, so... You know, I would do my best. I would for that package. It's the ultimate, and it's called the ultimate for a reason. Because on top of everything that we do for you, the Gulfstream, Todd English catering, the private jet for you and your friends,
right?
The tailgate party,
yes.
All of the special parties. A special request is definitely included in that. And so, if that was your dream, then we would do everything we had to do to make it happen. The best thing to do is give more notice. The further in advance you book, the more time we have to make those special things happen.
I don't want to undercut you here, Tim, but if someone were to call me today and said, I'll give you $500,000 to get me into the big game, they're in. I'll find a way.
Exactly. That's why you should work for Hotel Planner. We should work together. We make a great team.
I will find a way for that, I promise you. All right, so what else is coming up? Now, you guys, if the big game is this weekend, and obviously, you know, it's late, and you should absolutely have planned ahead. And if you still want the opportunity, it can still happen by going to hotelplanner.com. But what else is happening as we get past our 1st of February big game weekend?
Yeah, so we've done a lot for this game. We gave away a free package, actually, on the Wendy Williams show. So we've got people, guests coming there, and plus people who have bought that we're entertaining. And then right after that, we're going to start on the Grammys. That's going to be a big event. And then we got Valentine's Day coming up.
What about the Oscars? Do anything with the Oscars?
Not right now. For next year, we didn't have enough time to put that together this year.
I mean,
I know, you apologize.
That's all right. I'll be bummed. I'll get over it here in a minute. The Grammys. What are we doing? What are we doing for the Grammys? I mean, we should be able to put something together here with Chewing the Fat too. I mean, we can come up with our own, you know, fake red carpet for the Grammys for you.
Well, we have an exclusive private party at a $90 million mansion in Beverly Hills that we're teaming up with. And it's going to have lots of Grammy Award-winning artists like Paulo Oakenfold there. And we'll have a couple tickets to the Grammys as well with some hotel room packages.
That'll be fun. I mean, it'd be really fun if, you know, I don't know, I was there. But that's it. Don't worry. No, Tim, don't worry about it. I don't want you to feel pressured. Don't worry about it. So
I'm working on the Oscars already for you. You put me on the spot.
I am gonna go
and do my homework now.
It's serious business now. And, you know, as long as we'll go inside baseball a little bit. I would love to do something for some fun with the Oscars. Absolutely, it'd be fun. So, but we could talk about that at another time. But that'd be fun. And I really do appreciate it. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about how much influence or knowledge do you have about the hotel business at all? Do you guys deal in any of that at all, or are you just like a middleman?
No, we're the experts on that. We do more group bookings than any company in the world. We do 3,000 groups a day right now,
wow.
And that's worldwide. Offices,
that's great.
And our number one city destination is Las Vegas, and then we have Palm Beach, Florida, Hong Kong, Amsterdam, and London. And at the end of this year, we'll have an office in Singapore as well.
That's
so
great.
We're everywhere anybody would want to go around the world for doing a big event. And
that's
we specialize
great.
In anything from a small destination wedding to huge, large conferences with big entertainment and corporate junkets and everything else. So we've also even done political campaign travel. So the highly specialized political and high security events. So anything they need.
I mean, that's fantastic. But what I'm talking about is, like, I've run into, first of all, I'm a hotel, like, maybe 2-star is camping. And then anything above that is fine. Well, I'm okay with
stretchy towels.
Yeah,
you don't like stretchy towels?
No, I do not. No, I do not. And speaking of scratchy,
that's the best when somebody buys a 2-star hotel for $40 a night and then complains
about the
towels.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said 2-star is camping. I'm with you on that. It's okay. I expect
right.
that. But speaking of towels,
I stayed at a Motel 6 where you actually had to buy your towels in a vending machine.
Yeah, I mean, I've stayed at a number of places a little less than the Motel 6. But we don't need to talk about that. I've also had I was in a hotel in South Carolina, in Columbia, South Carolina. Had the cockroach crawl over my chest. That'll wake you up. That'll wake you up in the middle of the night, my friend. That will wake you up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that doesn't happen at any of your hotels. I promise you that. I know it doesn't. But what I was concerned
about. Actually, we have standards of this. Mentioned that if we did get complaints like that, we would remove a property. So that is our job.
So what about, we've heard a lot of talk in the past couple of years about the hotels trying to do more, going more green and, asking, I'm okay with the signs that say, hey, if you want to, we'd like you to use the same towel again. I won't, but I'm okay with the signs saying we'd like you to. And if people decide to do that, that's fine. But we also hear stories about they give you, and some of the ones that I read were not giving you the opportunity. They were saying, hey, we're not going to clean your room for, 2 or 3 days and send the cleaning crew in when you leave and things like that. I mean, how much is that happening around the world in hotels?
Well, I think it's baked in the price in the example you gave. So there's always been levels of service, and then that's included in the star rating. So if you stay at the Four Seasons, the Peninsula, you're going to get twice a day maid service. You're going to get a
right.
turndown service where they bring you some special amenity right before
right.
bedtime. Usually it's a nice little chocolate, but also maybe a mask and some, all
yeah.
those special things.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the when you pay the premium for 5-star. Then 4-star, you just get the concierge, the bell desk, room service, the standards on that side. Then you got your 3-star limited services, which are Courtyards and your Hamptons. And those will let you have your own bell desk cart, but they won't actually have a man pushing it. You have to push
yeah.
yourself.
Hey, look, if you're traveling if you're traveling within the United States, I can't speak outside the United States, but if you're traveling within the United States, those are worth it. I mean, those.
Yeah, and then you go all
bad.
The way down to your Motel 6 at a 1-star, and now they've been branching off. So I could have a 2-3-star property in quality, but limit the services even more to,
right.
3-day, 4-day maid service.
Ice
and then,
across
of course,
the street.
That's less cost for the hotel so they can pass those savings on to the customer because maybe you don't care about, so many people are Airbnb these days. You have to clean your own room if you buy an Airbnb.
Right.
You know that, right?
Right?
So, hey, at least you get a maid that will clean up after you instead of cleaning it yourself. So whatever the consumer wants, I think it's just consumer choice and it doesn't bother me. I mean, you and me, we always stay at the Peninsula, right?
Thank you. Thank you. I can bear. I mean, I'm not doing anything less. I'll sleep. I'd rather sleep in my car. That's how bad I am. Which is actually worse and really sounded dumb. But anyway, I appreciate it very much, Tim. Now, tell me again, what's the cheapest you can do for me right now? $5,000 gets me in the game, gets me a hotel room, and a shuttle service to the game?
Nope. You'd have to Uber it.
It's
including two nights hotel. So Saturday and Sunday night, or we can do Sunday and Monday night. And that would be two tickets upper level.
And I have to find my own way to the stadium?
Yeah, or get a ride. There's going to be lots of people going that way.
Yeah, they are. That'd be a lot of fun. Tim, hotelplanner.com. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate the time. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you having a little fun today, and I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
See you, man. Hey, Tim, thank you.